it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the fray, dial me up, 800-878-PLAY. That's the way to join the fray. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less, at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. We have an exciting show on tap for you today, obviously with a Week 3 NFL Sunday in the books. We'll spend much of the show recapping all the big action from a Week 3 NFL Sunday. We'll take a little departure from that at 40 after hour number 1, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time, when good friend of the show, Bob Nightingale, joins us. He's from USA Today, and he'll help us untangle the tragedy that is the loss of Jose Fernandez. We'll talk about Jose Fernandez, the man, his life and times, get the latest on any details as it relates to the death, and a whole lot more with Bob Nightingale at 40 after hour number 1, 8:40 a.m. Eastern time. The rest of the way, it will be all Week 3 NFL, and to give us some help with that, right at the top of hour 2, 10 after hour number 2, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time, Russell Baxter from the Sports Exchange will join us, and we'll get his take. It'll be a little unique, it'll be a little funny, and it'll be a lot informative, and we'll get his take on everything that happened on a Week 3 NFL Sunday. But as we do at the top of each hour, we quickly run down the ways you can take Sports Byline on the go with you. Today, no exception. Take advantage of our website, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link and a wealth of archived interviews on our own homepage. All that more at sportsbyline.com. You got the great apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, and most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. Up next, we kick off this big Monday edition and start recapping a Week 3 Sunday that was in the NFL, and take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
The new Firestone Champion Tire has a 70,000-mile limited tread wear warranty, our longest ever. So they can take you from Manhattan to Nashville to the middle of nowhere. Because with the right tires, there's no such thing as a wrong turn. And you can go just about anywhere. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Certain limitations and restrictions apply. Ask a Firestone retailer for details. Actual mileage may vary.
Here's something to feel good about from Centrum Silver. Vitamin D was discovered in the age of dancing, the roaring 20s. Right on cue, because vitamin D plays an essential role in supporting strong bones and muscles. And just as dance moves have evolved, so is the importance of vitamin D. That's why Centrum Silver upgraded to our highest level of vitamin D3 ever.
Hey, wanna dance?
Centrum Silver, something to definitely feel good about. Check Sunday's newspaper for Centrum coupons.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the costs with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You want to take a chance on that?
That's a touchdown. Jordan Matthews from Carson Wentz. Here's third and eight. And he sidesteps. One Steeler defender and finds Sproles. Sproles cuts back to the middle. No one will be. Well, yes, hold on a minute. Sproles wiggles twice. And yes, he takes it home for the touchdown.
Prescott throws to the outside. Caught by Witten. And Witten is very close. And they'll mark it inside the 1 yard line. All out in the pattern. And over the middle, it's caught inside the five. Dez Bryant, touchdown, Cowboys.
Well, those are the highlights of the two rookie quarterbacks that are taking the NFL by storm. And they bring us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The call of the Carson Wentz scores courtesy of CBS Sports' Jim Nance on the call. The call of the Dak Prescott action courtesy of NBC Al Michaels on the call. If you want to join the conversation, dial me up 800-878-PLAY. Again, that's 800-878-7529 on Twitter. Keep it to 140 characters or less. At Joe Spano, 56. And the reason we put together that highlight package to get things started, instead of diving right in and attacking games as we usually do on a Monday coming out of an NFL Sunday, where we start breaking down game after game and going through it, I was kind of taken aback as I was getting ready to do the show. And a thought popped into my head, and I thought it was worth discussing on a more broader form, and in the course of that, we'll probably get through a couple of these football games. But the thought that I was taken with was, boy, was I wrong about rookie quarterbacks not being able to hit the ground running at the very beginning of an NFL season. And we talked about this a lot with both Dak Prescott and Carson Wentz. When the Eagles drafted Carson Wentz, I was very opinionated in the fact that he would be successful for a number of reasons. I thought from a skills and tools standpoint, he checked all the boxes for an NFL quarterback. And I think every bit as important to me at the time was the Eagles' patient approach that they were going to take with Carson Wentz. They weren't going to rush him into the starting lineup. He wasn't going to dress in 2016. And I felt that would pay dividends going forward for Carson Wentz. And come 2017, when the Eagles had upgraded the talent on their roster that I felt was wanting, and the game had slowed down for Carson Wentz as a result of watching and learning behind either Sam Bradford or Chase Daniel, I thought he'd be ready to hit the ground running and have great success in 2017 and beyond. When the Eagles took advantage of the situation that presented itself and made a very smart trade to the Minnesota Vikings, where they dealt Sam Bradford and got back two draft picks that will be a part of their future more than likely and help stock what I feel is an under-talented roster. And what many around the league felt was a roster that wasn't extremely talented and could use the help of these draft picks. Once they did that, I said, okay, very smart move. You spent a lot of money for a backup type in Chase Daniel, but with this being a lost season in many ways for the Eagles, you'll put Chase Daniel under center. Carson Wentz will continue to learn. He'll have to dress as the backup. And if pressed into duty, we'll see what happens. Well, promptly after trading Bradford, the Eagles say Chase Daniel is going to be our veteran caretaker quarterback. Help Carson Wentz try and slow the game down in his mind and be a sounding board for him on the sidelines. And should he get hurt, Chase Daniel will come in and pick things up from there. But Carson Wentz, despite the lack of experience on the college level, from the standpoint of not only did he not play a ton of QB in college, he didn't play it at the highest level, and the fact that he was dinged up in the exhibition season, didn't play a lot of exhibition games, they're going to stick him right under center and have him learn the hard way. I thought, oh boy, this is a recipe for disaster for Carson Wentz. And I was of the mindset that what could result was turning him into David Carr. And that's been anything but the case. And, you know, as we watched it unfold for Carson Wentz, we thought, okay, did okay against the Browns. They're not even the favorites in the college football playoffs, much less the NFL. I wonder if they could be in the top four of the college football playoffs, the Browns. That's how bad they are. And we'll get to them as this two-hour extravaganza unfolds in front of us. So we're like, okay, Wentz was very, very good. And he did some terrific things, and he made some plays in the matchup with the Browns. That was all great and good. Then he does a little less with the Bears, but the Eagles roll. But again, it's the Bears. Now we all thought, here come the Steelers. Here comes Carson Wentz's comeuppance. Well, not only did Carson Wentz not get his comeuppance, he was terrific in that game. He's yet to throw an interception. You have the touchdown passes. I mean, he really outdueled Ben Roethlisberger in every way. 23 for 31, 301, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Kept plays alive with his legs, showed big arm, always kept his eyes downfield. And this is the game where you figured he'd get his comeuppance, because now you're facing a legitimate top third NFL defense, and you're locking horns with an offense that's as explosive, dynamic, and steady as any offense in all the NFL. You said there's no way this rookie in his third game of the season can do battle with Big Ben and that Steeler offense and come out on top. And that's exactly what he did in commanding and dominating fashion. Again, 13-3 lead at halftime. You come out in the second half where winners are made, and it's Carson Wentz and the Eagles who put up 21 in the third quarter on their way to the 34-3 victory. So it looks to me like the paradigm has changed. And these young quarterbacks can hit the ground running. You heard the highlights of Dak Prescott. And while he hasn't been, in my mind, as spectacular as Carson Wentz, because I think in some ways he's been asked to do less at times, and he's been hidden a little bit. He wasn't asked to do a lot and go down the field in the game against the Giants and in their subsequent matchup. But this Sunday night against the Bears, he was asked to do a lot more. He was a lot more effective with the bigger chunk plays. He finally threw his first NFL regular season touchdown. He's also yet to throw an interception. And he was a positive factor in the Cowboys' rushing attack, 4 carries, 36 yards, and ran it in for a touchdown as well. So we're really seeing this incredible ability now for these rookie quarterbacks who, when you look at them on paper coming in, you say, these guys have a world of potential, and they have the ability to be impact players in this league, but not right away. They're hitting the ground running. You see a Trevor Siemian, not a rookie, but making his first NFL starts in his third start, his first road start, 4 touchdowns. You even see Bill Belichick coax a win out of Jacoby Brissett after getting a pair out of Jimmy Garoppolo. So really, really remarkable. Young quarterbacks jumping under center and hitting the ground running right away. But in particular, those rookies. Because the other young quarterbacks we've talked about that aren't rookies, they've sat for a year or two. They've watched the game. I kind of expect them to hit the ground running as their time as backups will allow the game to slow down for them. The ones I'm taken aback by, you know, are Carson Wentz and Dak Prescott and the immediate success that they've had. And again, proved me wrong, because many times I criticized the Cowboys for not getting a veteran backup in there for Romo. And once the Eagles decided to start Wentz right away, I characterized that as a mistake. More takeaways from a Week 3 NFL Sunday right after this.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, this is a nice place to visit.
With Bradford from the shotgun. Has time for the end zone, and Rudolph, he caught it! Touchdown, Vikings!
That call courtesy of Fox as we come back to the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Keep it down to 140 characters or less at JoeSpano56. And again, quite a few topics on the agenda that you can weigh in on, whether it be my thoughts on the changing paradigm as it relates to rookie quarterbacks hitting the ground running in the NFL. I'm as shocked by it as anybody. I criticized both the Cowboys and the Eagles for rushing these young quarterbacks, and they've both proven me wrong thus far. So you can weigh in on that at 800-878-PLAY, or you can weigh in on what your favorite team did on a Week 3 NFL Sunday or anything else in the world of the NFL, again, at 800-878-PLAY. But before we start diving too deeply into the games themselves, that clip of Sam Bradford throwing touchdown pass, again, shows just how smart that move by the Minnesota Vikings was to acquire Sam Bradford. Yes, they paid a heavy price, but very much worth it. And at the time the deal went down, we talked about that. We talked about the price was heavy to pay. And I know most people that do what I do for a living and most fans around the National Football League panned this deal from a Vikings perspective and lauded it, applauded it for the Eagles. Again, to me, a no-brainer for the Eagles, as Sam Bradford was not their future, and I didn't expect the present of the Philadelphia Eagles to be nearly this bright. And when you can spin a short-term stopgap into a first-round pick and a fourth-round pick that could eventually grow to as much as a second-round pick, that's a no-brainer for you. No question about it, especially as you're trying to acquire talent. That said, for the Vikings, we've talked about it before. We talked about it at the time of the deal. The window of opportunity is right now, wide open. And we talked about it going into the season. I wasn't sure how many truly elite teams there were in the NFC. And through 3 weeks, there don't look like there's very many. You have Seattle, who at 2-1 doesn't start playing their best ball until October or November. And Russell Wilson may be dealing with a sprained MCL that I don't know how that'll affect him moving forward. The Arizona Cardinals don't look particularly good. The Carolina Panthers are suffering from post-Super Bowl hangover. And the Green Bay Packers, while everybody likes to pat them on the back, it's a team built to win with their offense, but it's not a 60-minute dominant offense anymore. So where's the elite team? None of the NFC East teams are elite, even the undefeated Eagles. So the realities are, when you looked at how everything was setting up as the season was unfolding in front of the Minnesota Vikings, they had to look at this and say, okay, we have the best running back in the game, or at least one of the top three running backs in the game in Adrian Peterson. We have an emerging superstar at wide receiver in Stephon Diggs. We got a killer defense, reminiscent of the Denver Broncos defense of last year that led them all the way to a Super Bowl championship. And with Teddy Bridgewater down, we don't have a quarterback. Sean Hill not going to be the answer. Just not a good enough quarterback at 36 to take you to the playoffs and through them in any way, shape, or form. So you go out and get the best and only available option that can actually help you in any real way. You pay a heavy price, and you say, we're going to take advantage of that open window. Things change a little bit. AP gets hurt. He's not going to be a factor for you for much of this year or any of it. But the defense is even better than we thought it was. I mean, they're beating up the quarterback. They're defending the back line. You can't run the football. They turn over the football. They do it all. They get scores in the return game. And you have an offense with Sam Bradford that some weeks does a lot, some weeks is along for the ride. But when they need to elevate, like they did in week two, Sam Bradford can elevate the offense, and him and Stephon Diggs can take over. That was something that wasn't going to happen with Sean Hill. So to me, when the window of opportunity is there, you have to blast right through it. And that's exactly what the Bradford trade to the Vikings did for the Vikings. So to me, that trade's proving out at this point, 3-0 on the year, perhaps the very best the NFC has to offer. That's proving to be real smart. A real smart deal for the Vikings that looks like it's going to pay some real dividends going forward, and it's going to be worth the lofty price that they paid. So, you know, thus far, it's really been focused on quarterbacks, the young Lions, particularly the rookies, hitting the ground running in shocking fashion, and the young vet, who up until now has dealt with lackluster coaching situations and talent around him, and durability issues. Thus far, neither have come to the forefront. Sam Bradford's been pretty effective as the starting quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings, and they're off to a 3-0 start, primarily led by their defense, but Sam Bradford's played an important role. All right, let's bounce it around here, and let's hit some of these Sunday 1 o'clock contests in a little more detail. We'll break down a lot of them as we go through this two-hour show. We'll hit a bunch of them with Russell Baxter at 10 after hour number 2. And I guess the place we have to start is in Buffalo, with the Bills picking up their first win of the year, improving to 1-2 with a 33-18 victory over the Arizona Cardinals, who fall to 1-2 down. They just don't look like a Super Bowl contending team. Those are the sad realities. They don't look like a Super Bowl contending team. We've heard it all before, and I talked about it as I was previewing this game. Won't be easy for Arizona. West Coast team coming east, 1 o'clock start, et cetera, et cetera. Usually the better team, in this case the Arizona Cardinals, they struggle in the first half. They wake up at halftime, find a way to win. Well, this was four quarters of awful football. Long snapper who can't snap the football that leads to points. Carson Palmer putrid, 4 interceptions. The defense missed tackles, could not slow down the running game of the Buffalo Bills led by Shady McCoy and Tyrod Taylor. And it was just a thorough dismantling. And a win for a Bills team that desperately needed this win. For the Cardinals, they're lucky. A lot of the other teams around the NFC haven't gotten off to great starts either. Carolina at 1-2, Seattle's 2-1. So they're only one game back, as bad as they've played. But they certainly right now don't look like the football team that I picked going into the 2016 season to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. That's for sure. A lot of it's, there's a lack of execution. In 2 out of their 3 games, they just brought a flat-out lack of intensity and got outworked. And then you got to go to Bruce Arians and the play calling. They're taking a lot of the big shots away from you. You're going to have to be a little more patient. And Carson Palmer, Bruce Arians, and this offense have lacked that patience. And it's really, really hurt them thus far. So that's the story there. And if you're Bruce Arians and you're the Cardinals, the quarter poll's coming. You better kick this thing into gear. Otherwise, you may find yourself on the outside looking in when it comes to a playoff spot in the NFC. They better get to step, and they just don't look good. For the Bills, well, it's typical Rex. Pushed to the back against the wall, he buys himself a few more weeks. Let's see how they respond next week. What I can tell you is they're going to have to get more out of the arm of Tyrod Taylor. And I understand they did a great job running the football this week, but 14 for 25, a buck 19, less than 5 yards an attempt is not going to get it done. Open it up, give Tyrod Taylor a chance to throw the ball, and we'll see what happens. Let's keep moving, and let's hit another game in 1 o'clock action before we get to Bob Nightingale on the other side. We'll do Raiders and Titans. Raiders improved to 2-1. Titans fall to 1-2. Raiders topped the Titans 17-10. I guess the story of the Raiders in all reality is your defense, which we all thought was going to be pretty darn good, has been pretty awful this year. And as long as they don't give up 500 yards, they got a chance to win. Well, they gave up 400 in this one, but they forced, again, crucial Marcus Mariota turnovers. And the Tennessee Titans lose the turnover battle in this one 3-1. And that ends up being the difference. Again, I think the Tennessee Titans are going to be one of the surprise teams this year as it relates to just improvement. But as I said, it may not result, you may not see it in the win-loss column, and you haven't thus far at 1-2. But they're throwing it more and dropping back at a higher percentage than any of us thought. We expected straight-out, smash-mouth football. And in some ways, we're not getting that. And what we're getting right now is some growing pains for Marcus Mariota. His turnovers thus far this season have often proven pivotal, and not in a good way, for the Tennessee Titans. His turnovers in the opener against Minnesota when Minnesota had Sean Hill under center cost the Titans that game. And his turnovers in this one really went a long way towards costing the Tennessee Titans this game. The Titans would make the case it was the officials, but here's the realities. Your defense did an okay job of stopping Oakland, holding them to 17 points and under 400 yards. But your offense, while it did a nice job of gaining yardage, turnovers and penalties at crucial times. Man, oh, Shevitz. It's got to change if the Titans are going to get wins. But it's a team that's growing. And while we may see results in competitiveness, it takes a while for those teams to learn how to win. Bob Nightingale next. We'll talk about the life and times of Jose Fernandez right after this.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Let's go out to our phones where we bring in, from USA Today, one of the very best baseball columnists in the business. He's Bob Nightingale. Bob, welcome back to the Spano and Black Attack. It's always great to talk to you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
I wish we were doing it under more pleasant circumstances, but let's start. The place we have to start is with Jose Fernandez. And I know a great many people have become aware of his journey to get to this country in his passing. But I guess for those that don't, just talk about this journey of Jose Fernandez to come to America from Cuba and how it made him such a strong man and so much a lover of the United States of America.
Yeah, I mean, he's a
guy, he was a kid at the time, you know, three times he tried to come over to this country on boat. Three times, you know, told him to go back. Twice intercepted by the Coast Guard. He spent a couple months in a Cuban prison with adults at the age of 14. Finally, the fourth try, they make it over. Now, on the way in Mexico waters, his mom goes overboard with the big wave. He spends 15 minutes saving her life. That's how bad he wanted to be this country. And then he was so proud to be an American citizen last year. His girlfriend was going to have a baby girl in 4 months, and so proud that she was going to be born in this country. And just had that impressive personality that endeared everybody.
You know, and in talking about that journey, when you hear everybody reflect upon Jose Fernandez, the man, because of what it took for him to get to America, he was so appreciative of what was here for him. He was appreciative of little things, big things, and everything. And he lived every day with a spice for life and a happiness to be in this great country, and just seemed so grateful to be here.
Yeah, he was. And, you know, he used to tell everybody that, you don't know the meaning of freedom. I do. I wasn't born in this country. You were born with freedom. I had to fight for it. I had to earn my way to get here. So he would remind everybody of that, too. I mean, here's the same guy that went on July 4th fireworks at Dodger Stadium. He actually pulled out a folding chair while all his teammates and the Dodgers were all getting dressed. And finally, before the crowd broke, he was sitting in the chair by himself watching all the fireworks.
Amazing. And, you know, we've talked about him, the man, the journey, his love of this country, the fact that he took nothing for granted here. But let's even shrink it down a little bit and talk about his love for that community in Miami, the special place that he held in that Cuban-American community, and the impact he tried to make on that community each and every day.
Yeah. I mean, he was walking the walk, and was around the community. Everybody knew him. Even the police that talked about his death yesterday. We know Jose Fernandez. He just, you know, made his way around the community. Baseball loved the guy. You could see him among the opposing team, talking before games, after games. So that type of guy. I don't think anybody wanted to play baseball yesterday, Joe. Everybody wanted to mourn his death, just like the Marlins did.
Yeah, and I think it was well done and tastefully done and the appropriate and right thing to do. And, you know, we've spent some time here remembering Jose Fernandez, the man, and he was such an impactful man, but also such an impactful baseball player. And one of the things I was taken aback by was, you know, there were some great stories that came out about just how much he loved the game and how willing and how much of a desire for success he had, to the point when, as a young minor leaguer, he would get in trouble during spring training. He was supposed to be shuffled over to the minor league field, and all of a sudden the coaches would be looking for him. Where's Jose? And he'd be standing around watching the Marlins' best pitcher, who at the time was Josh Johnson, pitch. You know, talk about that desire for success and the fact that he took nothing for granted on the baseball field either.
Yeah, he wanted to be the best, and when he had the Tommy John surgery, you know, he went through that thing with a passion to get back as fast as he could. And when he came back, he was a better pitcher. I saw him pitch in Miami on Tuesday night against the Nationals. So he gave up 3 hits, 12 strikeouts at one point, and retired 21 in a row. After the game, you know, Don Mattingly said, this is the best game he's pitched all year. Next day, you're talking Fernandez. He goes, no, that was the best game of my career. I mean, he was all set to be the best pitcher in baseball, or certainly, you know, in that conversation. And he knew what it meant to have a great year next year, because the All-Star game is in Miami. He was really looking forward to being that starting pitcher in the All-Star game.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. And again, so much of what I was taken back by was, in many ways, he would outwork everybody else. And when everybody else was at times during spring training going through the motions and kind of just following the rules, the way he said, in order for me to be the best, I have to watch the best, in addition to outworking everybody. And he'd sneak over to that other field and he'd watch Josh Johnson pitch, even if it meant him getting in some trouble. It just struck me that he had a passion. You know, we talked about the passion for life, but man, his love for baseball and his journey helped him take absolutely nothing for granted.
No, he didn't. And he worked so hard. He wanted to learn from everybody. When he saw, you know, legends of baseball walk around or come to a camp, whether broadcasters or some from other team, he would go up and say hello, talk, and see what he could learn. So it was never enough. He was never satisfied. I mean, he treated every single day with passion.
Now, yesterday morning, we all saw the press conference that took place in Miami from Dade County Police Department, the Coast Guard, and everything else. And as of this point, the last that I've heard was speed was probably a factor in the accident. It doesn't appear that alcohol or illicit drugs were. Have you heard any more details beyond what I heard early in the day yesterday that might help us untangle this a little bit?
Oh, you know, the owner of the boat was a friend of Fernandez and a bunch of Marlins. A bunch of Marlins had been with him before. The same boat has been pulled over several times for speeding on the waters there. The accident happened at 3:15 in the morning. So, you know, we don't know about the alcohol or drugs of the driver at all. We won't until the autopsies. Now, I'm not sure that they can determine who was actually driving the boat at the time. So we won't know the real thing about the, alcohol consumption or what have you until that happens. But, you know, no matter what, it's not going to bring back his life. And, you know, it's just like when Oscar Tavares died at St. Louis Cardinals 2 years ago during the World Series. You know, it turned out later he was over the legal limit driving, but, you know, same thing. It doesn't matter at that point.
Very true and very well said. That is the voice of Bob Nightingale from USA Today joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. You know, time does heal all wounds, but this young man held a special place in that community down in Miami, especially with the Cuban Americans. How does this community move forward, and how do the Miami Marlins as a baseball club move forward as, and I hate to actually talk about the baseball aspect of this, but it is something we do have to address. How do they move forward losing what was going to be the linchpin, not only of their starting staff, but really in many ways of their team and their future, as he was such a beloved member of the community?
Yeah, I mean, community-wise, you know, it's time for every guy to, you know, step up and do that replacing, whether it's a Giancarlo Stanton or other guys on that team. You know, Stanton's the biggest name. It's probably, you know, I mean, him now to, you know, reach out to community more. He's much more of a shy guy, more introvert, much more of an introvert than Fernandez was. Then team-wise, you know, it's just so early. There's no way to... There's no way to replace them. I mean, it's one of those things that sets the franchise back, you know, probably, you know, several years. Just talking about that special type of talent, whether they're going to keep him or trade him, they're going to get a lot in return. So, you know, it's just a, I'm sure they're not thinking about that now, and they won't until the offseason. The young record season is a week away. They got plenty of time to think about that.
I think that's very well said. And I guess the last one before we let you go, and we'll get you on in the not-too-distant future as the baseball postseason is right around the corner, and we'll actually talk baseball at that point. He leaves behind a fiance, a girlfriend, and an unborn child. And, you know, obviously he made enough money, and it looked like he was pretty smart with his money, and they're probably pretty well taken care of. But that said, have you heard of the community rallying around her in any way, and they're going to make sure that she and Jose's unborn child are going to be okay?
Well, I mean, he didn't make that much money, no. I mean, yeah. He was never a, never gotten to the arbitration years, that kind of thing. So, you know, was still
very
making
true.
Close to minimum salary. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, the pension program and the life insurance in Major League Baseball, you know, they'll be taken care of, but, you know, will not be wealthy by any means. I mean, you know, nothing comparative. What he was going to make, you're probably talking about, you know, maybe $100,000 type thing comparative. When this guy hit free agency, and he was going to hit free agency in about 2 years, you're talking about a guy who's probably going to become the richest pitcher in baseball, considering his age and talent. I mean, you're probably talking at least $300 million. So, it's up to the community and everybody to rally around her. But he was also supporting his mom. He was supporting his grandmother. So it's going to be very, very, very tough for the family.
Well said, Bob. And all we can do is our prayers go out to the family. I can't thank you enough for jumping on with me this morning. I know it's been packed for you the last couple of days. We promise, come October and come the baseball postseason, we'll get you on and we'll take the temperature of postseason baseball. Thanks so much for sparing a few to join us this morning.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, Jeff.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack and helping us remember and memorialize Jose Fernandez, who's gone way too soon. A really, really sad. And it's a bittersweet Spano and Black Attack today, as we've lost Jose Fernandez. We lost Arnold Palmer. And as the week goes along, we'll get somebody to come on and memorialize Arnold Palmer, much in the way we memorialized Jose Fernandez, who was lost way too soon at 24. Arnold Palmer, we lose as a result of complications from heart problems at the age of 87. Just because you're older and had the full life doesn't make it any easier to swallow. Arnie meant so much to so many of us in the world of sports that it really is sad to see him gone as well. And as we move along through the week, we will make our efforts to get somebody on to help us memorialize Arnold Palmer and his significance within the world of sports and within golf and within the beverage industry, as he's the inventor of the Arnold Palmer drink. We'll get somebody on probably midweek, probably on Wednesday, to celebrate the life and times of Arnold Palmer. Next up, we'll tie a bow around this hour one. Take a peek ahead to hour two on this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. Be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices.
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Is that beautiful or what?
I think it's been a pretty darn beautiful edition of the Spano and Black Attack Football Monday. It's not all football. We took some time with Bob Nightingale to memorialize or eulogize, as it were, and remember the life and times of Jose Fernandez. And we thank Bob for joining us and spending that time with us. But the rest of the way, it has been and will be Week 3 NFL Sunday. At the top of Hour 2, 10 after Hour number 2 specifically, we'll be joined by Russell Baxter from the Sports Exchange. He's one of the best in the business at breaking down football. He's been watching it and researching it, breaking it down for years and years and years. And here's the other part. He's one of the funniest SOBs you'll ever talk to, and that'll come out right at the top of Hour number 2, and we talk to him at 10 after Hour number 2, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time. You'll get great breakdown, great insight, and I guarantee you, you will laugh two or three times during our segment with Russell Baxter. That's for darn sure. And then I'll take you the rest of the way through the morning and break down whatever games we didn't get to with Russell and whatever ones I haven't gotten to as of yet. So, you know, it'll be top to tail recap of Week 3 NFL Sunday from here on out, and a quick rapid-fire preview of the Monday night matchup between the Saints and the Atlanta Falcons. But there's the music, and we all know what that music means. It means the end of Hour 1, and it was a great hour here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm also going to step aside here for a couple of minutes. We'll get things ready and get them all set for a big Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. So you make sure you don't go nowhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He's going to speak the truth to the American people. That's why you see the tremendous momentum in this campaign.
The candidates get grilled on specifics. Hillary has been very specific about policy plans. We have a book out describing them. Donald Trump less so.
The vice presidential nominees there, Republican Mike Pence and Democrat Tim Kaine, discussing tonight's first presidential debate between Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton. And going into it, it's an increasingly tight race between the two as polls are reflecting high negative ratings for both nominees as well. That primetime debate will be moderated by Lester Holt of NBC News and held at New York's Hofstra University. Charlotte, North Carolina, no longer under a midnight curfew, as had been imposed for several nights after protests over a police-involved shooting of a black man turned violent. Arnold Palmer, the golf icon, has passed away. He was 87. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, you can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico, get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Welcome to Staples.
Oh, Staples guy, help. I need a presentation printed fast.
Well, have no fear. Staples is here. We can print same or next day.
Wow. Oh, but my budget has me handcuffed.
Well, right now, get 20% back in rewards on all cover printing. Brochures, flyers, even signs.
Staples guy, you're my hero.
I prefer Prince Charming. You know, Prince, because of our color printing.
Yep, I got it.
Get 20% back in rewards on all color printing. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 10/29/16. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
More now on the death of Arnold Palmer, the golf icon, passing away in Pittsburgh yesterday at 87 due to complications from heart problems. Known as the King, Palmer captured 7 major championships during his legendary career and won the last of his 4 Masters titles in 1964. His 62 PGA Tour wins are the 5th most in all time, and Arnold Palmer himself talked about his long friendship with Jack Nicklaus a few years back.
He was an amateur when I was playing professional golf, but we were friends even then. The thing that made us friends was that before Jack turned pro, he came and talked to me about what his plans were for being a professional golfer and asked if I could offer him any suggestions.
Many credit Palmer with making golf a televised sport. He was inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame in 1974, received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2004, and the Congressional Gold Medal in 2009. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Since I'm not here to disparage third-party candidates.
However, Bernie Sanders says the stakes are too high in this presidential election for voters who liked his message to now side with Libertarian Gary Johnson or Green Party candidate Jill Stein.
What the focus has got to be on now is understanding that this moment in history for a presidential election is not the time for a protest vote.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, the Vermont senator urging people who backed him to side with Clinton because he says she'll work best for the middle class as well as for working families. Meanwhile, Libertarian Gary Johnson is not happy that he won't be on the stage tonight for the big debate.
65% of Americans don't even know who I am, so what do I need to do if I was in the presidential debates? I would just need to show up and a lot of people would become aware that I am actually a candidate.
And likely to be discussed at tonight's debate, violent crime on the rise in many U.S. cities. The FBI's annual crime report is due to be released later today, but it's already expected to show quite a jump in murders and other violent crimes in major cities last year. Some statistics have already been published indicating a surge in the murder rate in certain U.S. cities. FBI Director James Comey had suggested that recent headlines about police brutality have made officers reluctant to confront potential criminals, though experts and law enforcement advocates say they don't agree with that assessment. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of a Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the conversation, dial me up at 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 800-878-7529. On Twitter, at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. Big hour two out in front of us. It's going to be wall-to-wall. Week 3 NFL Sunday. And at the very end, a quick preview of the Monday night matchup between the Saints and the Falcons. And we're going to have a guest to help us along the way in hour number two, recap Week 3 NFL Sunday. And he's going to be coming at us right out of the box at 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time. It's Russell Baxter from the Sports Exchange. So we'll get his unique breakdown on Week 3. And I'm sure we'll have a couple of laughs along the way with Russell. And then after that, I'll take you the rest of the way, giving you all my thoughts on a great Week 3 of NFL Sunday action. But now, as we do at the top of each and every hour of the attack, we quickly run down the ways that you could take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go via your devices. Starting, of course, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network. And on our homepage, wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, whether it be Android, whether it be Windows, or whether it be Apple-based. And they all have websites that you can go to listen to the content as well. They all have on-demand channels from Sports Byline and all have a wealth of archived footage on those apps. And finally, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack, and we're grateful for their service to our great country. Up next, Russell Baxter, the most unique breakdown of Week 3 in the NFL for Sunday, is up next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
The new Firestone Champion Tire has a 70,000-mile limited tread wear warranty, our longest ever. So they can take you from Manhattan to Nashville to the middle of nowhere. Because with the right tires, there's no such thing as a wrong turn. And you can go just about anywhere. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Certain limitations and restrictions apply. Ask a Firestone retailer for details. Actual mileage may vary.
Here's something to feel good about from Centrum Silver. Vitamin D was discovered in the age of dancing, the roaring 20s. Right on cue, because vitamin D plays an essential role in supporting strong bones and muscles. And just as dance moves have evolved, so is the importance of vitamin D. That's why Centrum Silver upgraded to our highest level of vitamin D3 ever.
Hey, wanna dance?
Centrum Silver, something to definitely feel good about. Check Sunday's newspaper for Centrum coupons.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the costs with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steele.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steele building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steele for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we kick off hour two of the Spano and Black Attack in fun and lively fashion as we're going to get not only one of the best breakdowns of a week three NFL Sunday, I guarantee you're going to laugh two or three times during this segment at least. We're joined right now from the Sports Exchange by Russell Baxter. Russell, welcome back to the Spano and Black Attack. It's always great to talk to you.
Hello, gentlemen and gentleperson and whatever. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Russell. It's just me. Bob's off today. So,
was that in advance of knowing I was coming on? Or
no, scheduled day off. He's inherently lazy.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm in touch with that emotion sometimes.
So. We all are. I guess we'll hit the ground running here. And the place I'll go is kind of an under-the-radar 3-0 team. They're the Baltimore Ravens. They've beaten three teams with a combined record of 1-8 by a grand total of 13 points. And I don't think they've looked impressive in any of those wins. Is this 3-0 for real, or are they the ultimate paper tiger?
Well, This is a team and an organization that is trying to rebound from the first losing season under John Harbaugh. Remember, they were 5-11 last year, and it seemed like almost like on a weekly basis their prominent players were going down. They lost Terrell Suggs after 1 week, Steve Smith at midseason, but about six games ago, both Joe Flacco and Justin Forsett were out. No, I think this is a team that has to play who they have to play, and is learning how to get that winning feeling back. The nice thing about the NFL is you don't have to worry about, I mean, power rankings are fun, but in some ways they're also ridiculous because there is a playoff at the end. We do have 12 teams who compete. And I don't know if, regardless of who you think they've beaten or who they haven't beaten, they get the Oakland Raiders this week at home. If they beat, now here's the thing. Let's say they beat the Raiders. I would say the Raiders are an improved team. Their defense finally played well yesterday. But if they beat the Raiders, let's say they beat the Raiders, they would have beaten a 2-2 team. Okay? So you can do anything you want with the numbers with them. I agree with you, though. Joe Flacco hasn't been overly sharp. The big pleasant surprise to them, Joe, has been Mike Wallace. Okay? That's because they couldn't sign Morley Safer. They defensively are getting the job done. And that was one of the weirdest fourth quarters you will ever see. Flacco threw two picks. Bortles threw two picks. Ravens blocked a field goal. What I think it showed you yesterday was the resiliency of a veteran team. that's trying to bounce back from a forgettable season. So maybe they get better as the year wears on. I mean, you know, we see teams. Well, here's what's interesting, Joe, and hopefully I'm not getting away from the subject. We saw a bunch of teams get off the 6-0 starts last year. You will recall that. A record number. We didn't really learn anything about them until they finally lost. So I'm not sure about any of these teams quite yet until they lose their first game, because if you will remember, once those teams started losing, those losses came in bunches. A lot of them never really recovered from losing those teams. And that's what makes New England so good. And, you know, you figure Pittsburgh will bounce back and Denver and some of the organizations that have staying power. You know, what if the Ravens are 7-0 and they haven't, quote unquote, beaten anybody?
Yeah, I think that's a great point, and I think you said it well. We'll see what happens when adversity strikes, and do they thrive or do they kind of waste away? And I guess what I'm left to ask, because you mentioned a lot there, and you talked about some of these teams and being undefeated, and what have we really seen? One of the overriding themes of the weekend for me was rookie quarterbacks. They're hitting the ground running and having success faster than ever without being hidden. What do you attribute that to? Why is that happening now more than ever in the NFL?
Well, I think because the college game is more closer to the NFL game than it's ever been, in terms of not so much scheme necessarily, because I think there's some things that hurt a college quarterback when they go into the pros, and I'll get to that in a second. I think, for lack of a better word, it's the repetition of throwing the ball as much as they do in college now, opposed to what they didn't do 20, 30 years ago. It's like your golf swing, Joe. Okay? Maybe not my golf swing, but, a golf swing, muscle memory, getting those reps. I mean, you know, if you're a quarterback who plays in a run-oriented system, you throw the ball 10 times into a game, then you come to the pros and you're probably at least throwing the ball 30, 35 times a game. You know, your arm strength, you know, a lot of different factors come to this. So these guys come in more acclimated to the passing game. Now, that being said, I think there's been some mistakes made, at least in my opinion, with some coaches who have eased their college quarterbacks in by using some of the college plays and then expecting them to transition to the NFL-style play quickly. That's why, even though Marcus Mariota had a very up-and-down day, he's pretty much been regular snap passer. He hasn't been a guy out of the shotgun a lot like he did in college. I think that was kind of the flaw with Robert Griffin III. I think that was kind of the flaw with Colin Kaepernick. Okay, it made it easier for them, but in the long run, it wasn't necessarily going to pay off. But listen, to me, the quarterback position, it's very important. It's not the be-all, end-all. And I think the most important you see from a Dak Prescott and a Carson Wentz is it's the old never let them see you sweat. I might not know what the hell I'm doing, but you're not going to know that, because I'm going to sit here and do my job and be as poised as possible, and I'm not going to scare the you-know-why out of the rest of my team because I don't know all the plays.
Well said, and that's the voice of Russell Baxter from the Sports Exchange joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Bunch of teams, particularly on the NFC side of things, that lofty things were expected of, off to 1-2 starts. Defending NFC champion Carolina Panthers, the Arizona Cardinals. On the AFC side of things, the Jets are off to a 1-2 start, so are the Colts. You worried about any of these teams going forward, or we haven't even reached a quarter pole yet, and it'll all shake itself out?
I don't know if I'm worried about them. I mean, the Colts are the Colts. They're a team that's overly dependent on their quarterback. Their defense has had problems for years. Their running game, it sputters. Andrew Luck has turned over the ball four times the last two games, and three of them have been taken back for touchdowns. The Colts had a lot of problems with their cornerback situation as far as injuries. I did see Vontae Davis on the field yesterday, which is a promising sign. They're 0-2. They made a living at 0-2. It's 3 years in a row, and they finally got the win. Now they go to London to face what's been a very disappointing Jacksonville team so far. The Jets, I think, are a solid team. They let one get away from them against the Bengals yesterday. They were hard. You know, it's always fun when you have a guy who throws six picks and then the same game there's a pick six. That makes for good tweeting. But eight turnovers in the game, obviously you don't see that all that often. What's really remarkable is the Kansas City Chiefs. And you think Marcus Peters, Joe, has had anything to do with this? 2 years ago, in 2014, the Kansas City Chiefs had six interceptions as a team. Last year they had 22. Yesterday they had six. They have eight so far this year. Marcus Peters, I want to say, has 12 of them already the last 2 years. He had two more yesterday.
Wow.
that's pretty impressive. Marcus Peters basically has played just over a season and has 12 picks.
That's uncanny. Some guys have an uncanny knack for having the football find them and changing the game. I guess a couple of more quickies before we let you run here. The Browns. How do you describe that? I mean, a franchise that truly can't get out of their own way. You go out, you sign a kicker off the street, and there's a ton of them. I need you to kick three-quarters of your field goals through the uprights, and we win the game. Seconds left, Cody Parkey misses one, they lose in overtime. Is there anything else I could possibly say about the Browns that hasn't already been said?
No, and you don't want to lose your radio license if you keep talking about them either. Good teams are built by good organizations. And when you have the constant change in an organization like the Cleveland Browns do, and that's front office, that's ownership, that's general manager, that's head coach, that's 26 different starting quarterbacks now since 1999, nine head coaches since 1990. The Pittsburgh Steelers are in the same division as the Cleveland Browns. They've had three head coaches since 1969. Okay? But they can't get out of their own way because it's seemingly they don't have a plan. Now, this is their quote-unquote latest plan. We're going to get rid of a whole bunch of good players. We're not going to necessarily cut them, but won't re-sign them unless Mitchell Schwartz go to Kansas City and Alex Mack go to Atlanta and Travis Benjamin go to Cleveland, Deshaun Gibson go to Jacksonville. The list goes on and on and on and on. And we're going to draft 14 players, which hadn't been done, I think, in almost 20 years. It ties the record for a seven-round draft. All of them are going to make the team, and we're going to start from scratch again. And it's the again part, Joe, that puts them such behind the eight ball in the division where the Cincinnati Bengals have been to the playoffs five straight years with the same head coach since 2003. The Pittsburgh Steelers have been to a couple of Super Bowls and are a playoff contender and have had the same head coach since 2007. And John Harbaugh has won a Super Bowl, and they're usually a contender, and he's been there since 2008. So look at the continuity and the reliability of the three other organizations in the AFC North. You wonder why that's arguably the best division over the long haul the last 10 years, and the Cleveland Browns in a 14 division are about seventh.
Well said. You really did say it all. Russell, before we let you get out the door, where can people go to read all your great 411? Because you break it down like few others, man. So give us the 411 on where we can find your work.
Well, I appreciate that. The NFL Spin Zone and Fansided is where I'm currently doing a lot of work. If you follow me on Twitter, I'll make it very easy for you, @FootballGuru, because whether you like it or not, I'm going to tweet it to you. But you can find my pieces on Pro Football Guru on Facebook. There's Pro Football Guru on Instagram. There's ProFootballGuru.com, the website where we put a lot of the original material, so on. So I'm all over the place. We're still working on the detergent and the cereal.
You are the best. You break it down like few others. You always make me laugh. We'll be reaching out throughout the NFL season to have you hop on board and recap some of the great doings around the NFL. Thanks so much.
You got it, sir.
Bye-bye now. That was the great Russell Baxter joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Up next, I'll give you my take on some of the games that we didn't get a chance to cover with Russell as we continue our journey through Week 3 NFL Sunday. That's all next here on the Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking. Working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
We continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56. We want to thank Russell Baxter for checking in with us in the last segment, giving us his unique take on all things Week 3 Sunday in the National Football League and basically discussing a lot of the major storylines that we haven't gotten to thus far in the show. And what I'll do from here is I'll bounce around from game to game and kind of hit some things that we haven't hit as of yet. And we weren't able to tack with Russell in our limited time with him. We talk Bills Cardinals. We talk Raiders Titans. I'm not going to talk any more about Browns and Dolphins than we did with Russell. I think we said it all. Game between two lousy football teams. Cody Parkey misses a field goal at the end of regulation that sends this one overtime, and they manage to lose it in overtime. I guess their shining star is Cody Kessler. We did not get hurt, and they won't have to start a sixth starting quarterback in six games. And in Terrell Pryor, they've not only found a emerging wide receiver, but a slash-type option that'll do all kinds of fun things for them. They just need to get a lot more pieces. And as Russell says, stay the course a little bit. Don't be the perpetual five-year plan like the old Soviet Union used to have. But that's my thoughts there. On the Dolphins and both of these teams, Dolphins are now 1-2. Browns are 0-3. They're not particularly good and both have a long way to go, especially the Browns. We talked about the Ravens 19-17 victory over the Jaguars. Ravens are 3-0. Haven't played anybody. And I've talked about this on other shows, on other networks. We'll know a lot more about the Ravens in about 4 weeks. They've showed that they can win close games. Their offense certainly hasn't been dynamic by any stretch. Over the next 4 weeks, they play some pretty explosive offenses. If they can keep up and win one, two, three, four of those games, we'll have an idea of where they are. I really don't know as of this point, but 3-0 is 3-0 for the Jags. I didn't expect this. I expected a 2-1 start at the very least. Certainly haven't got it. Blake Bortles, if there's a fourth quarter interception to be thrown, he's the man to do it. That's all I can say. They have not grown from last season on offense. If anything, they've regressed. And got to be worried in Jacksonville. Gus Bradley's got to be worried for his job. Hopefully, if this thing doesn't turn around and they let Gus Bradley go, they don't blow it up because I think the talent's there. They just got to start learning how to win. Packers 34, Lions 27, Packs 2-1, Lions are 1-2, this one in Lambeau. Again, for the first half, the Packers checked all the right boxes. Aaron Rodgers was great. Eddie Lacy was terrific. The offense put up 31. Second half, took the foot off the accelerator, put up 3, and the Detroit Lions almost caught up. 34-27, 7-point final, after it being a complete blowout at halftime. And we've talked about this a little bit. I have concerns about the Packers as an offense. Their defense is better and improving and pretty good. But here's the truth of the matter. The Packers do not win with offense. They win with defense. And when their offense isn't clicking on all cylinders, they're not good enough to win big. I mean, their run defense is far improved this year. They're number one against the run. Sometimes you give up yards against the pass. It's deceiving. But again, you know, it's the eye test. They're not a great defense. They're now a good defense. Whereas if the Packer offense was remotely like the Packer offense of old instead of an old Packer offense, I'd consider them an elite team and perhaps the very best that the wide-open NFC has to offer. But that's not the case. And it's a team built to win and built around their offense. So when their offense isn't succeeding for 60 minutes, they're not an elite team. And right now it's not. They're 2-1 on the year, which means they're right in things that they can get it righted. And statistically, again, they checked all the boxes. Jordy Nelson over 100 yards receiving, a pair of receiving touchdowns. Eddie Lacy over 100 yards. Aaron Rodgers, 4 touchdown passes, no picks. But the reality is I've yet to see 60 minutes of good Packers offense. When I see that coupled with this continuing to improve defense against a quality opponent, I'll be convinced about the Packers. Until then, I will reserve judgment. For the Lions, again, the only thing that keeps them out of the bottom of the NFC North is the Bears. Vikings and Panthers, and we talked about this one earlier on. We talked about Sam Bradford, 22-10, the final tally. The Vikings are a perfect 3-0, two of those wins coming away from home. The Panthers fall to 1-2, 1-1 at home. Again, that defense for Minnesota is lethal. That's the only word I can use to describe it. It is a lethal defense, and it's a difference maker. And when you see what they did to Cam Newton, he threw for 262 yards, no touchdowns, 3 picks. He was sacked 8 times. And yeah, they ran it for 100 yards, took 28 carries to do so. The bottom line, this Minnesota Vikings defense, they can get up after the quarterback, as good as any defense in the NFL. They stopped the run generally pretty well, or very well. And boy, they could turn over the football. They've been a difference maker this year. They were a difference maker in the Tennessee game when Sean Hill was at quarterback. And they were a difference maker in this one because their offense in this one was only along for the ride. Sam Bradford didn't do anything great. Just the one touchdown pass to Kyle Rudolph. Running game was pretty pedestrian. But they didn't make any mistakes either. And we talked about it. This is why the move for Bradford was so sound. They're 3-0. They're in many ways in the catbird seat in the NFC. And I think good things are coming for the Minnesota Vikings. And for Carolina, we speculated in the coming into the season about that Super Bowl loser hangover. Looks like they're having a case of it. But again, it's early. We're not even at the quarter pole. And all is certainly not lost for the Panthers, because remember one thing. They play in the NFC South, which has New Orleans, and it has Atlanta, and it has Tampa Bay. And thus far, none of those teams have proven to be particularly good. So, you know, it's one of those situations. Things sort themselves out. And but Carolina does have to turn things around. I understand Jonathan Stewart out for this one. They've got to get the running game going. They can't let Cam get beat up like that. And I got to start putting up some points. The potential for this offense to be explosive beyond where it was in the passing game last year with the return of Kelvin Benjamin and a continued emergence of Derek Funchess, it was there. We haven't seen it so far. Up next, again, we'll continue our journey through Week 1 NFL Sunday. We still got a lot of games to get to, and we will get to them all, along with a Monday night preview. It's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Be sure to keep it where it is.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and sun salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS, or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What the hell's going on out here?
Simeon, deep drop. Deep ball, Simeon looking for it all. He drops it in the bucket. Emmanuel Sanders, touchdown Broncos.
First and goal for Denver. Trying to regain the lead.
Touchdown. Simeon delivers to Sanders.
Second and goal for the Broncos. Thomas goes in motion. Fake it. Simeon. End zone. Touchdown.
John Phillips.
Denver up by five. Simeon steps up. Simeon dials up the deep ball. Demaryius Thomas. He's got it. Touchdown.
Well, Ian Eagle on a call for CBS. That's the story of the Denver Broncos victory over the Cincinnati Bengals that improves their record to 3-0 and none down on the season as the Cincinnati Bengals fall to 1-2. Final tally on that one, 29-17 Broncos over the Bengals. Story of this game was Trevor Siemian. You know, we've talked a lot about the Broncos. How did they win the Super Bowl last year? An all-world defense and a very pedestrian offense. How have they won thus far this year? All-world defense, a pretty darn dynamic running game behind C.J. Anderson and Devontae Booker, a much more complex and creative blocking scheme in the offensive line, coupled with, I guess, weight loss from C.J. Anderson as he has a wiggle to go with his strength that he hasn't had before. And those have been the keys to victory in the first two games for the Broncos. Defense, running game. Quarterback, make a play here and there. Don't make too many mistakes. That was the formula for weeks 1 and 2, and it worked to perfection. Week 3, defense let them down a little bit. They allowed 143 yards on the ground. Jeremy Hill was goring them big play after big play, including a 50-yarder. Andy Dalton contributed things in the run game as well. A.J. Green didn't torch him, but he made big plays. And again, you know, Cincinnati in their passing game is suffering from a lack of weapons around A.J. Green. Tyler Eifert coming back will make a huge difference for them. And Andy Dalton, Big Red, wasn't good in this one. 21 for 31, 206 with an interception. He was sacked four times. Again, wasn't that Denver Broncos defense was bad. It just wasn't the dominating factor that it's been in weeks 1 and 2. And the running game wasn't good this week. The Cincinnati defense limited that running game to 2.3 yards a carry on 23 attempts. And in a game that was close throughout, in the fourth quarter, one of these two quarterbacks needed to step up. If I told you that was how this was going to go down in Cincinnati, you'd say, well, the veteran, Andy Dalton, he's improved. His stock is ascending. He's a borderline Pro Bowl type quarterback. He'll win this game. Trevor Siemian's the caretaker. He won't be able to elevate his game to make plays to win the game. Well, the guy who elevated his play late was Trevor Siemian. 23 for 35 overall in this one. 312 yards. No effort to hide him. There are some big chunk plays in this game from Siemian. 8.9 yards an attempt. 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Now, I'm not ready to anoint Trevor Siemian the next NFL superstar. I'm not ready to give him a gold jacket and put a bust of his in Canton. But he'll be in the NFL for 10 years. How many of those years as a starter remains to be seen. But at the very least, what he's done, he's put the Broncos in a position where with that great defense and that improved running game, they're now in a position where they are a true contender in the AFC to make a deep run through the playoffs and perhaps return to the Super Bowl. That, and they don't have to rush Paxton Lynch. And maybe someday in a not-too-distant future, it's borne out that Trevor Siemian is one of the very top backup quarterbacks in the game. Lynch takes over as the starter, and Trevor Siemian falls back into an A.J. McCarron role, the role that he handles in Cincinnati, where you say he's one of the very best backups in this league. If our starter goes down, our season's not lost. It all remains to be seen. But again, as I do know, for the short term, you don't have to rush Paxton Lynch. The Broncos are actually a contender with their run game and their great defense with Trevor Siemian at quarterback. And this guy will be in the league in some form or fashion for 10 years. I don't know how many as a starter. I'm not ready to make that bold proclamation yet. But I know he'll be able to draw an NFL paycheck as a quarterback for a decade. That I do know. For the Bengals, 1-2, should be 0-3. Had no business beating the Jets. That's it, plain and simple. They're struggling offensively, particularly in the passing game. Offensive line's not doing a great job of blocking it up. And without Tyler Eifert and the defections from the wide receiver core from last year and Tyler Boyd, a little slow to develop, they don't have the weapons offensively for that passing game to be as wide open as it's been the last couple of years. So we'll keep an eye on Cincinnati. Again, we're not even at the quarter pole yet, so I don't worry too much. But there's reason to be concerned in Cincinnati as the Ravens are two games out in front. The Steelers are a game out in front of them in that early AFC North chase. We got to go to MetLife Stadium, where the Giants once again snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. It's the first time they've done it this year as they've won these close games in the early going this season. But the Giants fall to 2-1, 29-27 the final tally. The Redskins save a season that looked like it was potentially on the brink. They improved to 1-2, pick up their first win away. They pick up their first win of the season, and it's away from home. Story of this game was mistakes. This was a fun, exciting game. Giants made so many mistakes. Special teams, they got killed by a Tressway, a great throw on a fake punt. They got killed in a return game. Josh Brown with a kickoff that goes out of bounds after a touchdown, which means you take point, you score points, and then you give points back. Turnovers offensively that kept points from going on the board. Two Eli Manning picks, a Shane Vereen fumble, over 100 yards in penalties. That's why the Giants lost this game. Because otherwise, they outplayed Washington. Manning was slinging it. Shane Vereen and Orleans Darkwa were running the football. Odell Beckham Jr., Sterling Shepard, and Victor Cruz were all making big catches in the passing game. But ultimately, their undoing was mistakes and lack of discipline, which is what plagued them in 2015. And we saw it on the defense for the first time this year as well. Missed tackles. It was just a messy effort all the way around. And in a game where they were in control early, they gave it up and found a way to lose. And while we're at it, the guy we're going to attack is Odell Beckham Jr. Yeah, it's 7 catches for 121 yards on 11 targets, and he is terrific and a difference maker, and he's breaking records for early career success. And barring injury, I don't think there's much that can short-circuit this career as far as him being a Hall of Famer, except for one thing, the borderline personality, the tantrums, the attacking the net, the crying, the yelling, the screaming, the banging his head against lockers. And I get the passion for the game and wanting to win. But he's to the point where he's distractive, he's derisive. For Eli Manning to have to come over to talk to you in-game, you know, a calm, quiet leader, that says something. You feed him a ball and he makes plays and he'll almost single-handedly bring you back. But he's got to continue to do that, but he's got to grow up. He can't continue to do this. Look at the quiet calm that the rookie Sterling Shepard brings. And that kid's going to be incredible. And look at the quiet professionalism along with the big playability that Victor Cruz is bringing. Odell Beckham Jr. at some point in the not-too-distant future, while he's the young lion and one of the true stars of this offense, he's going to be a real leader of this team, as he's going to be the veteran. This is not how veterans act. I don't know what his problem is, but he's got to get it together. For the Redskins, I guess a final takeaway. Kirk Cousins played pretty well. Truth is, the way he managed the clock at the end of the first half really makes me say, do I really want to give this guy $20 million a year, long term to be my franchise quarterback? The Redskins aren't so sure, and I certainly understand why. For the Giants' first loss, the pieces are there. And they've shown that. They've got to get more consistent, more pass rush. There's some things, and they've got to clean up the mistakes. The mistakes, really, all 3 weeks on some level with the turnovers have run rampant. This is the first week where the lack of discipline really came to the forefront. Let's head to some later action. Rams 37, Buccaneers 32. Game was eventually delayed by lightning. They eventually got it in. The Rams are the worst 2-1 football team in the history of the NFL. But they put up 37, which kind of shows you the state of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're 1-2. They've got major problems. I mean, I know it's early, but you get blown out by Arizona in Arizona. You come home. Jameis Winston throws for 405, and you still lose. And the reality is you have talent. You cannot give up 37 points to the Los Angeles Rams. Case Keenum is an extremely limited quarterback, and you have the ability to load 11 in a box against Todd Gurley. They should not be able to score. They should not be able to make plays. And if Jameis Winston throws it for 405 and only has one interception, you got to find a way to win that game. They managed the clock terribly down the stretch, both Jameis Winston and Dirk Cutter. There's some things that need to be fixed in Tampa Bay. They're lucky. They're in the NFC South, which means the division has not gotten away from them yet. But as I like to say, they better get to stepping, and they better get to stepping quickly. That's more 4 o'clock action. Seahawks 37-18, workmanlike victory over the 49ers. Biggest concern for them is the knee of Russell Wilson. For the 49ers, they fall to 1-2. They're outclassed. What more can I say about this game? Chiefs 24, Jets 3. 8 turnovers for the Jets. Jets are 1-2. And it's a tough, brutal schedule. And despite their talent, they could find themselves out of it pretty early. For the Chiefs, far from dynamic, they found a way to win. Chargers and Colts, they're both 1-2, 26-22. T.Y. Hilton catches a Andrew Luck strike for the winning score in this one. Colts aren't good. They've got one thing, a passing game led by Andrew Luck. They can't run the ball. They can't protect Luck. Defense couldn't stop anybody and never can. Eagles 34, Steelers 3. We talked about it a lot. Eagles dominating in every phase. Jim Schwartz's defense, much better than anybody could have expected. The offense hitting the ground running much faster than we ever thought they could. And we've talked about and we've extolled the virtues of Carson Wentz. For the Steelers, it's one loss. But it's a shocking loss, and it's a bad loss. It was a game in many ways they were never in. And to see Ben Roethlisberger get outdueled by Carson Wentz, that one really surprises me. And boy, they could never get the running game going. They had to abandon it early as they were down big. And once it got one-dimensional, the Philadelphia Eagles and Jim Schwartz's defense really made Ben pay. Good win for the Eagles, though. They showed that they may be for real. As Carson Wentz stepped up and against their toughest competition to date, he played really, really, really well. And then the Sunday night special wasn't so special for the Bears, who fall to 0-3, 31-17. Cowboys improved to 2-1. Dak Prescott throws his first NFL touchdown. They asked him to do more and more in this one, and he responded in kind. Ezekiel Elliott, 140 yards on the ground. The Cowboys can do what they did in this game. They'll hide that mediocre defense, and they'll be a player in the NFC East. Up next, we'll give you a thumbnail preview of the Monday night matchup. That's the way we take you home on this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
Hey, Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we get ready to tie a bow around this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack, and we'll do it with a thumbnail preview of the Monday night matchup in the Superdome down in New Orleans. The winless New Orleans Saints host the 1-1 Atlanta Falcons. This one's going to be a shootout. That's all I know. Matt Ryan, Drew Brees, neither of these teams is particularly good. Saints are banged up. Never easy to go to a division foe and win on the road. But right now, I just think the Falcons are the better football team. I think it's going to be a very long year for the Saints. And I think despite the NFC South not really firing thus far, I think the Saints are clearly at the bottom of the NFC South. And I really believe that the Falcons take this one to improve to 2-1 and become one of many. You know, they'll be one of many teams at 2-1 in this league. You know, you have a couple of teams, I think 5-0 right now undefeated, and you got a small handful that are winless. Everybody else is either 1-2 and 2-1. We're not even at the quarter pole yet, so we really don't know what anybody has to offer. We'll know more as you get past the quarter pole and you start to near the halfway point in the season. At that point, you really start to have an idea of what teams are. We're not there yet, so I really don't know what a lot of football teams are. Made some educated guesses, put some strong opinions out there. We'll see if they come to fruition. But that music can only mean one thing. Time to go. Special thanks to Bob Nightingale and Russell Baxter for joining us. Robert for pushing all the right buttons, all of you for tuning in. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. Until tomorrow, when we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.